Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Are you the homeowner here?
No.
Okay.
She's not feeling well.
Oh, is she? Okay. Well, I was just going to let him know. I'm doing some prevention work for the neighbors.
Oh.
Is this him? Hi. How are you? Well, I won't bother you guys if you're busy, but I was just going to let you know. My technician's here right now, just around the corner, doing some prevention work just to take care of, like, wasps, carpenter bees, that type of stuff.
Okay.
Do you guys have a service that treats the home?
You know, we do have somebody that's friends of ours, friends of the family, that does come and treat it, yeah.
Cool. So is this a local person?
Yeah.
Cool.
He is local, yeah.
Does he have his own company? Is this Steelwagon?
It's not.
Okay, because
no,
I've heard a lot of people with Steelwagon.
Okay.
Lately, yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's somebody else, yeah.
Okay. Well, no, that's smart. I just thought I'd let you know while we're here, we're doing a group discount. We just come out quarterly.
Okay.
And then that way we can guarantee your home. So if you have any type of pest in between, we'll come out for free. So.
Okay. What do you charge?
Yeah. Well, what we're doing is we're just bumping everyone to our lowest house size and eliminating the initial fee. So it's just $105. And we come out quarterly, and then each time we treat, we do like the foundation spray, and then we also go around windows. I don't know, when you guys took the shutters off, did you notice the wasp nest behind there?
Okay. A lot of them, yeah. So what do? You would spray around the windows?
Yeah, so for each window, we actually spray around, and we actually treat behind shutters too, just to prevent the buildup of wasps. Mm-hmm. And then we have a 30-foot-long pole, and it's got a treated brush on the end. And we use this brush to wipe down for, like, spider webs, and we can knock down wasp nests as well that are up high. And then I don't know if you guys have ever seen the carpenter bees. Do they get up on the fascia boards?
Yeah, we do have bees up there. That's a project for today. I do have another.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Yeah, that does work out a little better. Do you have that on this side as well? Oh, okay. So yeah, normally, when there's ever like an A-frame type thing, they're looking to get under.
So it'd be 105, but we'd have to do it four times? Or is it just 105? Like, how long would we have to have it for?
No, good question. Yeah, so it's 105, and we want you to at least try us out for the year so we can get through each season.
Yeah.
Because you know how different seasons will bring different types of pests. I mean, summertime, we get more wasps. In the fall is when, like, spiders are trying to get in. That type of thing. Winter is for mice usually, because mice can get in the garage or the basement. So we're letting just people try us out for an initial year, but if you want to continue with us next year, we'll keep you at the same price, just at the same schedule, but you can stop at any point after the year.
Okay, and you're waiving the initial charge. So it'd be like 105 for this year every quarter, and then you're saying 105, you'd keep me at 105 next year too, if you wanted to continue.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry, just while I'm thinking of it, the stink bugs? Do you do anything for stink bugs?
We do, and the stink bugs a lot of times will either get in through windows or sometimes they'll get in through soffits, because you can see how they're kind of grooved there. And so that's why we do treat in those soffits, and we treat behind, or the window treatment takes care of stink bugs. And then a lot of times these stink bugs will overwinter behind the siding. So they'll kind of hibernate and go dormant back there. And then come spring, once they're starting to wake up, some of them, rather than coming back out, they end up finding their way in the house.
Yeah, that's what we have. We have them in, and I don't know where they're coming from.
Yeah. So we do like a dusting behind the siding for those winter months, so that you're not getting them like hibernating and going dormant behind the siding.
Okay.
So when it comes spring, we the deal with them is we can't guarantee them 100% like we can the other pests, just because if you leave a window open or a door, you can't really stop them from flying in. But if they do get real bad, we can, it's a little bit extra, but we'll come back for free reservices for them.
Okay. All right. And how long does it take to do everything? And you could do it today?
Yeah. So my technician's got a couple spots this afternoon. He's just heading to an appointment right now, but we could be here today. And that's how we're able to waive the initial startup, just since we're here anyways. It saves us the time and gas.
And how long does it take? So long, Tanner.
So it only takes...
Okay.
Well, we only need about 20 minutes of your time if you want us to do the inside, because a lot of people like us to do the basement. Is your basement finished?
It is.
Okay. Do you get much activity down there, like spiders or centipedes?
Not centipedes. Every once in a while, if the kids leave something, I might have a couple ants.
Okay.
Not many. I really don't see a lot of activity down there.
Okay. So, yeah, just... I mean, the inside normally only has to be done about once a year.
Okay.
And it's optional, too. Some people just choose to keep it on the outside only. But we can go down in the basement and treat, like, any unfinished portions, like the sub-pump room, just because that tends to be a kind of a breeding place for these pests.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'd only need about 20 minutes of your time, and then the rest is done just on the outside. So it's about an hour total.
Okay.
Give or take, depending on the situation, but.
Okay.
Do you have a deck?
Yeah, we have a deck. We also have an above ground pool, and I know in the when I open up the pool, I go underneath it, and there's usually one or two wasp nests under the leg.
Okay. So yeah, I can make a note of that if you want the technician to knock them down, and we can apply like a repellent.
Maybe real quick, if you just do something under the pool. But,
yeah, because that's pretty common with the above ground pools. And you can note for that the wasps.
And you would, and you're saying the deck too, you kind of treat around here?
Yeah. We're going to look at that. I don't know if the carpenter bees ever get on the deck. I think since you have it stained or painted, that kind of discourages them from getting in, but...
Oh, yeah. I guess we have, like, some spider webs. I don't really have a problem with bees back here. I just have to paint it. That's another job, but... I don't really have too many problems with bugs around here.
Okay. Yeah, we'll keep an eye out on the deck just to make sure there's nothing that would compromise the structure, like carpenter bees, carpenter ants,
okay,
as well.
Okay.
And then...
I think this might be a good idea. You know, let me... you guys take, like, a check or credit card?
We take credit card, yeah.
Credit card, yeah. You know, I just want to... My wife's upstairs.
Okay.
Just wanted to talk to her real quick.
Yeah,
I've
got a few minutes. If you want to grab her, I'd be happy to talk to her as well if she has questions for me.
Okay.
I'll just be here kind of looking around, if that's okay.
feels a little disloyal, but let's do it. Let's do it for a year. And I guess you could write out everything.
Yeah. So I'll give you your copy of this just so you know. Like, these are all the standard pests. So I'm circling these. So like any type of house ant, spiders, silverfish, centipedes, mice. Have you guys ever noticed mice, like, in the wintertime in the garage? Or?
I've seen mice around the pool, and we actually had some droppings in the garage, and we haven't done anything about it, but, yeah, actually just maybe a month ago.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll make a note for that in the garage. And then, yeah, you'll be getting our premium package, so, like, the carpenter ants, that's nothing extra. That'll always be included, carpenter bees. These things that we normally have to spend more time or use more product would normally be extra, but the whole time you're with us, that'll be included.
Okay.
So that's just what I mentioned at the first.
Okay.
And then again, the thing with stink bugs is we're going to be treating for them each time we come for our regular visits. But if you need us to come back in between, like just for stink bugs, that's like an extra $20 a service. But
okay.
I think you'll be happy in the reduction just with our regular service, but you can always add that on later.
Okay.
And
Jeff?
Jeff?